celebrating National FFA Week. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by Keystone Cooperative, proud supporter of the FFA and the many opportunities it provides the next generation of agricultural leaders. Since it's National FFA Week and today is President's Day, we thought we'd take a look back at Ronald Reagan's connection to the ag community, and C.J. Miller chats with a Hoosier who got the chance to meet Reagan twice more than 40 years ago because of FFA.
I know things have been rough and still are for many farmers, but I hope when you go back to your homes, you'll tell your families and your friends that America's farmers are not going to be left out of the good times that lie ahead.
That was President Reagan in July 1983, delivering those remarks in the White House Rose Garden to the National FFA. Standing just within feet of the president during that speech was Bruce Kettler. At the time, Kettler was serving as National FFA Eastern Region Vice President from Ohio, and he got the chance to meet President Reagan at the White House, not once, but twice.
It was really neat. We met him in December after we were elected in November, met him in the Oval Office. And I just remember at the time the gentle nature of him as a person. He was very interested in learning and understanding and knowing more about FFA and what we were interested in accomplishing in our year as national officers. And then in July of the following year, July of 1983, during State President's Conference, we met with him in the Rose Garden. And we had an opportunity to be able to learn from him there.
Kettler is now president and CEO of the Agribusiness Council of Indiana. When Reagan first became president, more American farmers were losing their farms than at any time since the Great Depression of the 1930s.
And keep in mind, for farming in particular, at that time, the early to mid-80s, were a very, very difficult time. I mean, there were a lot of people, young people, that grew up on farms that I think would certainly want to have gone back to the farm, but knew that with the high prices, high inflation, and things that were going on in the early into the mid-80s, that wasn't going to be a reality for them.
Reagan established a number of economic policies that supported America's ag industry, including the need for sustained credit and cash flow to farmers, as well as pushing for increased exports for America's ag products. Kettler adds that Reagan not only supported the American farmer, but future farmers as well.
What I've always appreciated about him as a president was he understood the importance of two things, food and agriculture and youth. And he really appreciated what FFA could do to develop the youth that would then go serve in food and agriculture and, of course, other areas as well. But he knew that, and he had a good appreciation for it, which he was able to share with us.
During that speech that Kettler witnessed back in 1983, President Reagan gave this parting message to the FFA and America's farmers.
Remember that back at the time the ideals of our nation emerged, it was composed overwhelmingly of men and women who made their living from the land. Today, we rely on you to maintain our ties to the land and to live up to our ideals, and I know you won't let us down.
I'm C.J. Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.